This president died in office in 1850, yet his body was exhumed over a century later to determine if his death was really due to natural causes. Next, we'll head to a cemetery in Louisville to find the truth behind what caused his death on this edition of The American Countryside. James Holmberg is curator of special collections at the Filson Historical Society in Louisville, Kentucky. It's the city Zachary Taylor called home during his early years. Military success led Taylor to the presidency in 1848. Slavery was a major issue during his term, and he did much to understand both sides of the issue.
He did own slaves, and some people thought that he had a Southern bent, being a Kentuckian, having a plantation in Louisiana and in Mississippi. They thought he was going to be very pro-Southern. But he takes pains to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to do what's right.
So Taylor took steps to not allow slavery to expand into new territories and states, but his term was cut short, just over 2 years in office.
He got something called cholera morbus, which is a severe intestinal disorder. And the doctors, of course, back then with bleeding and purging and blistering and doing all that kind of thing, probably did everything they could to almost hasten his decline.
In the late 20th century, some people began to believe Taylor's death wasn't from eating those cherries and drinking milk, but was because of a plot to poison him.
There was this theory a few years back, about 10 years ago, that he'd been murdered, but they actually exhumed his body and ran tests, and they determined that he was not poisoned and that it was just of natural causes.
Taylor is buried in Louisville, and although many historians rank him as a less than effective president, he is still regarded as a hero in American military history. Traveling the countryside in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.